Commercial shellfish harvesters in Alaska say recent cases of personal use paralytic shellfish poisoning, including two deaths, shouldn't affect their business. The state requires commercially grown shellfish to be tested on a regular basis to make sure it's safe for human consumption. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Alaska Shellfish Growers Association President Roger Painter owns and operates a commercial oyster and clam farm on Prince of Wales Island. He had one buyer cancel an order because of the recent PSP cases, but doesn't expect any lasting impact.
You know, it's never good when something like this happens, but my experience with PSP outbreaks in Alaska is that the market pretty much gets back to normal within 2 or 3 weeks.
In more than 20 years as a commercial shellfish farmer, Painter says he's only had 2 or 3 samples test over the limit for PSP. He says that's pretty impressive, considering the product is tested almost weekly.
There's a couple of farms here that have been operating about that long, but have never had a sample even showing elevated toxin levels. So it's, you know, a very safe, sound program.
Paralytic shellfish poison can be found in clams, mussels, oysters, geoducks, and scallops, caused when they feed on algae containing high levels of toxins harmful to humans. The state requires commercial grow operations test those species for PSP. Samples are taken before each harvest and sent to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation in Anchorage. Results are typically ready in 3 to 5 days. A PSP toxin level of 80 parts per million in the edible tissue of shellfish will trigger a harvest closure or recall. Newer farms and farms with a history of PSP cases have to hold their product until they get the results. Long-running farms with a clean track record, like Painter's, are allowed to send product to in-state processors at the time they send samples to the lab. If those samples test over the limit, the product is recalled before being shipped to its final destination.
Over the last 3 or 4 years, PSP has been almost absent. So I wouldn't say we were feeling complacent about PSP, but we were certainly feeling a whole lot better than we have in past years.
Robert Presley is Seafood Safety Coordinator for the Department of Environmental Conservation. He says the state won't change its commercial testing standards due to the recent PSP cases from recreational and subsistence shellfish. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration just completed its annual survey of the state's PSP program, and it passed with flying colors.
Areas of our program are actually being used as models by the FDA because we've not had the outbreaks in our commercial grown shellfish that most other Lower 48 states have had.
DEC doesn't certify beaches for personal use or subsistence shellfish because it would simply be too costly and time-consuming given Alaska's vast shoreline. Presley says the only way to know the shellfish you're eating is safe is to buy it from a restaurant or store.
Untested shellfish, we do not recommend it be consumed, nor do we recommend that anyone consume the viscera of crab.
Some commercial harvesters would like to see a state-run program to test popular recreational and subsistence beaches. Phil Doherty is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Regional Dive Fisheries Association, a nonprofit economic development organization for fishermen, processors, and communities.
It's an expensive proposition, and I know that the economy is part of the deal and the cost of this program. But we would advocate that at least some beds in Southeast Alaska be tested on a regular basis.
Doherty notes that commercial growers pay for their own testing. He says SARDFA spends between $30,000 and $40,000 a year on PSP testing for geoducks alone. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.